For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
I'm happy to see somebody today. Hallelujah. Praise God. The person's name starts with an alphabet in the letter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome every one of us to midweek service. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Like I said earlier on, I usually feel freer on Wednesday and Fridays to share the word of God. Hallelujah. Just like, you see the way I spoke, the way I spoke last week Friday, I wouldn't have done that on Sunday service. There's no way I can do that. Many people may be able to handle it. The Bible says, Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but a lot of you cannot handle it. So some of them may not be able to handle it. You know, in a spiritual atmosphere, how many of you have ever been ministered? And then you say something, and the way the person reacts, you can almost see their thought. Has it ever happened to any of us? Has it happened to any of us before? Like, in a spiritual atmosphere, you can almost, when the Spirit of God is moving, sometimes, I don't know, I have the gift of discernment. So many times I can discern. Sometimes when I talk about, let's say I'm preaching now and I talk about fornication. When you look at the congregation, there is a way sometimes you can discern the content. I can discern people that are saying, this pastor is talking again. Or, don't talk about this area. Or, I don't know if you tell me now. Yes, most of the time on Sunday when I'm talking, I want to say some real and rotten. I know some of the people may not be able to handle it. So on Wednesday, I'll be pouring my heart to you, hallelujah, on Fridays. So enjoy my heart pouring, hallelujah. Yes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. We'll be looking at the Beatitude on Wednesdays. Hallelujah. The Beatitude. The Beatitude. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Now, if you come on Sunday night and say, our topic is Beatitude, say, this pastor, people are suffering, they're talking about Beatitude. Hallelujah. You see, how many churches have you heard a beatitude on Sunday? You hardly hear it on Sunday morning on churches. It's not as if the pastors cannot preach it, because they want 7 keys, how to make your marriage work, how to make your money come, how to take care of the devil. That's the topic on Sundays. Thinking about churches, no pastor will preach beatitude on Sunday. No member want to hear that. Hallelujah. They don't hear that one, no. But the truth is, that is really what we need. Yes, that is the truth. Because the character a Christian should possess. That's why Wednesdays are for things like this. We have people, they say, believers come to church on Wednesdays. Christians come to church on Sundays. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you can become better. You really become, your character will really change. People can hear all the 7 keys, 10 keys, and then they have bundles of keys. And when they have real problems, they don't even know which key to use because they are not really trained. On Sunday, you are not, if you observe, on Sundays, I do 60% preaching, 40% teaching. But people want to be preached to. But preaching does really help a lot. Preaching inspires. So like somebody take alcohol to wipe off his problem. In the morning, alcohol and star and Buddha will clear from his eyes, and the problem are right in his front of his eyes. Don't know why it used to happen. Yeah, the problem did not go. Inspiration is like that. That's what Zig Ziglar said. Zig Ziglar now. He said, inspiration doesn't last. Just like bathing, taking your bath doesn't last. That is why they acquire or they inspire people to take regular dosage of inspiration. That means you take inspiration daily. Yeah, you know Zig Ziglar now, one of the most inspirational speakers. You know him? Yes, he said that they know that inspiration doesn't last, just like bathing. That is why you must take a daily dosage of inspiration. But once you are taught, you'll be able to reproduce the result again. You can almost predict your outcome because you know the mastery. Like you can produce a bio. You know that by this temperature, you know the procedure. I don't know if you're talking. Yes. But if you're inspired, you will not be able to. So teaching is the best. As a matter of fact, on Friday, our topic is on the ministry of the teacher. So teaching is always the best. That's why if you meet an unbeliever, a regular Christian, to explain, preach about salvation, most cannot. They cannot really explain what is salvation. They can speak in tongues, but what is speaking in tongues? You ask them simple questions in Christianity, most of them cannot answer. Why? Because they have not been taught about it. Hallelujah. I believe as we teach,
Matthew 5 verse 8. So we'll be looking at someone has spoken about it. So today I will Matthew 5 verse 8. What does it say? Yes. Blessed are the pure in heart. I think we have looked at the rest, and then we've looked at pure in heart already. Is that correct? But today we'll be looking at it once again. I think it was my fiancée that spoke about it when she was here. So Matthew 5, 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. Hallelujah. So blessed are the pure in heart. So what does it mean to be pure in heart? How do you develop a pure heart? How will your heart become pure? Hallelujah. Does it mean your heart is transparent? I believe God will help us as we look at the word. So purity of heart means purity of thought, purity of desires. Purity of heart means purity of thought, purity of desires. That means your thoughts are pure. Your thoughts are clean. Your thoughts are pure. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. Bible speaking in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 says, after man has fallen, God discovered that the thought of man has become naturally, is that correct? Genesis 6 verse 5 says naturally evil. So a natural man's thinking is not pure, it's corrupted. That is, without the word of God, your thoughts are naturally corrupted. So a pure heart means pure thoughts and pure desires. Your desires are pure. You're craving. Every one of us has desires. Hallelujah. But your desires are now pure and your thoughts are pure. A natural falling man's thought is falling. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Give us an example of a pure thought. Say whatsoever. Philippians 4 8. Yes, cut it for us. Whatsoever things are pure, eh? I told you that. Yes. Whatsoever is true. Whatsoever is noble. Anything that is right. Anything that is correct. Anything that is pure. Whatsoever that is lovely. Anything that is admirable. Yes, ma'am. Think about this. So that is a perfect example of a pure thought. Are we together? Are we together? That is a perfect example of a pure thought. Anything that is right. Anything that is noble. When I just immediately just you are thinking, and then I just can see your thought. Will you be ashamed of that thought that you are thinking? I think you see me now. Listen, you know when you are thinking, nobody knows your mind now. As I'm looking at him now, I can be looking at him and say, look at him. That dark face. But he's not seeing my thoughts. It's in my thought now. Just imagine if everybody has the ability to look at your thought at any moment. When they jump thought now, will it be something that is noble, something that can easily talk? That's what the Bible is talking about. Like when somebody can easily look at your thought, but no, nobody look at your thought. Somebody can be smiling at you, but in his heart, if you see his thought, you'll be afraid. Hallelujah. You see, you're afraid. Somebody can be smiling, good your friend, cook for you, smiling. Somebody, Judas was eating with Jesus Christ. In fact, took Holy Communion. But in his heart, he was calculating on how to sell this human being. I don't know if you understand me now. He was eating with Jesus Christ, smiling, about Holy Communion, not even normal meal. So people's thought, at the Bible speaking in Jeremiah 17 verse 9, say the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Bible says the enemies of a man are members of his own household. Yes, that's not what the Bible says. That means your brothers, your sister, your father, your mother, your auntie, your uncle, you are with them. Wake up in the morning, you take your bath, you are together. But in their thought, they are calculating complete evil for you. So today, how do you... A natural man's thought is evil. But there is a system of editing that thought. And I believe God will help us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the second meaning of thought is single-mindedness. Single-mindedness or one purpose. Single-mindedness. James chapter 4 verse 8. And then Psalms 24 from verse 3 to 4. And then Matthew 22 verse 37. Single-mindedness. You are not double-minded. You are not double-minded. You are not here. You are not there. People, when people hear you, they hear. James chapter 4 verse 8. Anybody? And then Psalms 24 from verse 3 to 4. Huh? Yes, ma'am. Come near to God. Yes. Yes. Is it King James? Is that something?
You draw near to God. I need to draw near to you. Is that not correct? That was some spiritual, I don't know. Draw near to God. And he will draw near to you. Yes. Now the end says, you double-minded. Are we together? That means you have two minds. Your motives and your thoughts are not pure. When we say pure water, it's expected that it's 100% water. Abi? When we say pure gold, we're expected that it's 100% gold. When we say pure money, we're expected that no fake money is inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to be double-minded, to be of one purpose, that means your heart is not pure. That means when you are doing something, your motive is not one. When you are close to a sister, your motive is not once. Your motive is not only to preach Jesus Christ. You have a secondary motive. I don't know if you understand me now. You are double-minded. When you are relating with somebody, your motive is not only to relate with the brother. You want to get something out of that relationship. You are double-minded. Like when you are doing something like that, hallelujah, and then your motive is not clean. There is an ulterior motive. There is an ulterior motive to what you are doing. You are double-minded. You are not only relating with me because you are a fellow brother. I am relating with you because I will get X, Y, Z from you. You are double-minded. Your thought and your motive and your heart is not pure. Hallelujah. You are relating with a sister not because she's a sister in church, because you want to ask her out. That is good on a normal place. Is that correct? Is that a bad one? No, that one is not bad. But if your motive is negative, you want to take advantage of her, now your motive is not pure. Hallelujah. So a pure heart means single-mindedness. One purpose and focus. And then number three, meaning of a pure heart is clarity and good motives. Clarity and good motives. Clarity and good motives. In Psalm chapter 24 from verse 3 to 4, the Bible says, who is he that will ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that have pure heart and clean. He that has not lifted up his hands to iniquity. Is that not what the Bible says there? Yes. So your motive is pure. Your motive is clean. Hope you know that I can give you something. And my motive of giving that is not pure. Is it true? Remember when I taught us about principle of giving? Do you remember when I taught you that principle on Sunday? I said, you remember I gave you the story of Jacob when he was about to meet Esau. And then he said, take this gift and give him. With this gift, I'll be able to convince his heart and be able to change his mind. Remember when I read that scripture to you? Now he was giving Esau, but the motive of his gift is when he see this gift, he will change his mind towards me. He will not be able to manage it. You know, that's the reason why some people bribe some people. You are the judge of this case. Come and judge that I stole 1 billion naira. Then in the night I came, I gave you 200 million naira. If you are standing or you are sitting on the night to judge now, hope you know your judgment will be affected. That's what the Bible says, a gift changes a man. A gift changes. You must be careful what you receive because of the motive of the person. Once you discern a wrong motive, don't receive. Don't receive. Hallelujah. So clarity of motive and good motives. You cannot say you want to kill somebody and you say your thoughts are pure. No. Your motive is not pure. So purity of heart means good motives. Good motives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can give somebody a piece of and then your motive is not clean. Hope you know that. And give somebody a piece of clothes. You can do something to anybody, but your motive is not clean. Sometimes you give to somebody to bring them under your control. Is that true? Yeah, some people give to bring people under your control. You know that one principle about life you must learn is that something. You know, see the way I'm free now. I cannot be preaching like this on Sunday. One principle about life you must learn is anybody that feeds you or that provides for you controls you. It's one fact about life. Anybody that feeds you and gives you money controls you automatically. That is why it is difficult for you to be doing a aluta for your parent when they are feeding you and controlling you. But the day is not earning your salary. You know, even if they are hungry, nothing will share. You have money. That is what, notice it in real life. He who feeds you and provides for you has greater influence. You know, if it's okay, you don't go places. Even if, no, you cannot say that to your parent, huh? But nothing on somebody else. You can tell a person to go places, nothing will happen because his influence over your life is minimal. So somebody can give you resources, give you money, just to control you. That's what happened to politicians. When they want to campaign, I'll sponsor your campaign. And once you come into office, you're under my control because I sponsored it. I don't even understand me now.
So I can control you in office. I can control your office. So motives of people of doing this is very, very important. You must discern it. When somebody is doing this kind of thing to me, somebody is saying, yeah, I love you, you are good. I like the way you talk, I like the way you walk. Motive is very, very important. Very, very important. It's a matter of higher than what is being done. And I believe God will help us in Jesus' name. So how will you discern a pure heart? I will give you three keys. How will you know that prophet's heart towards me is pure? I don't know if it's time now. How do you know that my heart towards you is pure? Number one key in the Bible is in Matthew chapter 15 from verse 18 to 19. Matthew 15, 18 to 19 is the one first key in the Bible to discern a pure heart, and it is in words. Matthew 15, 18 to 19. Anybody there can help us read? King James, oh. But those things we precede out of the mouth, yes. Now, this is very, that's very, very important. Those things that proceed from the mouth comes from the heart. And they defile a man. Yes, ma'am. For out of the abundance of the heart, yes. Proceed evil thought. Murdering. Yes, ma'am. Adultery. Yes. Fornication. Theft. Yes. Yes. That, now, that means that when somebody is fornicating now, it's not only his body. The Bible says it's coming from his heart. It's not logical. Is that not true? Fornication is a physical act. But the Bible is saying that it is proceeding from your heart. Come on, are we together? So the Bible is saying is, once you hear somebody's words, you can say the content of his heart. Remember one of these things I said that you cannot tell if your liver is bad. How do you know your liver is bad? By what? Examining what? Your eyes. When you look at, when you go to the hospital, what if a doctor wants to know whether your liver is wrong? He looks at your eyes. He looks at it. That is the way it looks. I will not tell you. Go and read. Hallelujah. He looks at your eyes. Yes, that's the way they examine your liver. When they look at your eye, they can say, oh boy, this liver is failing. Go and look at his eye. When they want to look at your kidney, how do they examine? They look at your urine. Is that correct? Go and bring your wee-wee. Then they examine it. There is a color, there is a way it looks. They can say that your liver is not functioning. So internal things are like, so your heart, now how will they know that your heart is spiritually, that your heart is talking about? How will we know that your heart is not pure? By your words. How together? By the person's word. I have come to discover something in life. I had this prayer from my mentor when he said, when a drunk that says something, and then when he wake up and say it was because I was drunk. That is not true. That is the real state of his heart. When you say something when you are angry, the words that people say when they are angry are words that you should take very seriously. Because in anger, their cortex, not cortex, they are part of the brain that regulates their speech. It's not functional, like the connection switches off. So they can say what is really in their heart. But when they're in self-control, they can maneuver their words and say what you want to say. So observe what people say when they are angry, when they are excited, and when they are just loose like that. That tells you who they really are. Understand me now? Yes, that tells you who they really are. People words are very, when somebody is very, very, when alcohol reveals real content. And for a Christian, since you cannot take alcohol, anger or loose memory, something like that. I can just say something that, there's something that, when you're talking to somebody now, just imagine you're talking with me, and I say something, I say, possibly say this kind of thing. I say, no, I really mean it now. You should take that kind of thing very, very serious. Because I said it unguarded. What if you know that your tongue doesn't think? Is it true? Do your tongue think? It was the sleep of the tongue. Can the tongue sleep? That statement is English. Because really your tongue, it came from your brain and your heart. Are we together? I remember when I preached on the power of thought. I don't know if we have it on record, but I explained that to you, that people don't think from their brain. People think in their heart. This is a long example, but the simplest way I can explain is people don't really. That's why you can have out-of-body experiences. People that they are dead. And when they are dead, you know when you are dead, your brain is dead. And then when they come up their body, they can still tell everything that happened. Everything has experience on that. People don't think with their brain.
It's not like using hard disks, RAM, and ROM to explain it. What part of the computer processes information? CPU is a big boss like this. What part of the CPU? RAM or ROM? Or the hard disks? All of them are inside the hard disks. Is that correct? Yes. Which part processes information? RAM. Is that correct? But the monitor reflects it. So the monitor doesn't, or the hard disk stores and the monitor reflects. So where information is the RAM. That's it, we are random access memory. Is that correct? So that is the way your heart is. Where real thoughts happen. Hallelujah. So when you hear somebody's words, be very, very careful. You can see their heart. By somebody's words, you can know what is in their heart. But you can. So, and you have to be very, very discerning, because people can be very, very tricky. But if you stay with somebody for a long, you will know his words. You know his registers. You will be able to know the way the person thinks. You know, oh boy, forget this thing. Like, there's a way. No, this. Forget this. You know the bad thing. Like, but there's a way people talk. I know this, when a bad boy is talking around, you know that he's talking. You know, this person is a bad boy. That's not true. Why? Because of his mannerism, the way he talks, and his choice of words. There are things that when I'm angry, it has happened to me severally. When I'm angry, I wish I could say them. As they are coming now, somehow I can't. Somehow I can't. I couldn't. It was like something stopped it in my tongue, like in my ear. When I wish I could. So like some words, as I'm trying to say now, I'm trying to say some words like I can't. Some negative, abusive words like that. You can't say it. Somehow there is a spirit in you that restricts you, that controls you. Hallelujah. The more you, so there are some words that you can't say. You can't. So by somebody's words, you can know the purity of their thoughts. And then you can, so by their words. Remember I said that you cannot see somebody's heart, but by their words, you will not know it. Then the second way you can know is encapsulated in Matthew chapter 12, verse 32 to 34. Second way you can know a pure heart is Matthew 12, 33 to 34. Let's have somebody help us with that. Yes, sir. Ever made a tree good? And his fruit good? Or the tree bad? And the fruit is bad? Yes, sir. For a tree is known by its fruit. Yes, sir. It's okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Hallelujah. We know a tree by what? It's. Hallelujah. We know a tree by a fruit. I mean, when you see, but in real life, when you see a mango tree and it's not a mango period, you will know this is a mango tree. True, yes. So, is it by fruit? Is it to know that tree now by the leaves? So, what is God talking about? You can know a tree by a fruit. Because when you see an apple tree, no. Okay, me, I'm not seeing an apple tree. I don't know. But when you see I'm not seeing it now. Hallelujah. When you see a mango tree, a guava tree, a pear tree, a cashew tree, all these African trees, even when it's not fruiting season, you will know this is a cashew tree by the leaves. So when the Bible is saying it's by their fruit, you will know them. You know it's talking about something very higher. Is that correct? Yes. By the Bible says by their fruit, you will, by the way they are behaving, by their character, you will know the person's heart. You have a roommate, your food is burning. The roommate cannot bring down your food from the pot. Come and wake you up. I'll leave the pot. Say you, when you wake up, you will. You don't need this. You know that person's heart is bad. All together? Yes. You're somebody dry his clothes. You know the person's clothes that is falling down. And then you walk past as if you are blind. You didn't see the clothes on the floor. That's to tell you the contents of that person's heart. Come on. Is that not a real life situation? Yes. You see somebody on the floor. You know, this thing belongs to this person. It shouldn't be in this position. But then you just walk past as if you didn't see. That heart is not pure. Hallelujah. So by their fruit, by the way people behave, you know their heart. I cannot see men's heart. I cannot see prophet's heart. But I can't see it. But by the way they behave, you know that this person's heart is pure or not. Well, I saw that somebody's pure is heart. So by their fruit, by their actions, by the way they behave physically, the other one is words. And this one is action. Action. I would say when you see somebody hungry and then you tell the person, go, the Lord will provide for you, then they are wicked. Hallelujah. So by somebody's action, you can know the purity of their heart. Is it practical enough? Yes. You know when somebody have a pure heart.
by their actions, by their fruits, by the way they behave. God will help us all in Jesus' name. God help us all in the name, in Jesus' name. You know, there is a way somebody can fake behavior. Yeah? Have you ever seen a change in somebody trying to fake? Just imagine me now trying to walk, catwalk. You know, it's not giving to men to catwalk. After a while, like 15 minutes now, you know that a lady can comfortably do for 30 minutes. Because it's in her. You understand me now? Yes. So no matter how people fake character, that's why they say most time in relationship or in life, the constant factor is time. Give people time. Yeah? Time is an ultimate revealer. Time reveals people. Hallelujah. People can fake action for a little while, and after a while, you will see their real color. So after staying for somebody for a while, you'll be able to know who really the person is by their actions. Yes. Now, when you met in your room, now let's say now, when you met in your room, first one week, everybody is a saint. Everybody is loyal. Everybody, yeah, bro, this, sister, this, bro, this, sister, this. Then after 1 month, somebody be holding face straight. Because as if you didn't see the other person. After time now, people's real character begin to come out. Yes. But they are the same person that we are loyal when they came, reading morning devotion, not play anything. Loyal the first week. But time revealed their actions. And when your phone is falling down, they can even die to carry it for you. But after a while now, the phone can be falling down. In fact, they'll be blowing their fire, the phone is blowing. They can comfortably align because actions is revealed. And that will tell you who they really are. Hallelujah. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, things like that, when you come, you know, when I'm studying, like I said, I don't used to study to preach. I used to, it's part of my personality. When you study, when I used to look at myself, God help me. Hallelujah. Yes. Because sometimes when you look at your words, when you look at some things you do, and then the other way to know somebody's, you don't have a pure way, is by discernment. You know what is discernment? Testing the spirit behind somebody. First one is words, second is action, the number three is by discernment. Discernment. You can discern. I know this person has. The words can be perfect. The actions can be perfect. Remember in Acts chapter 16, Paul was going to preach. And then a young lady was coming. She was following them. That means part of the crowd that were honoring Apostle Paul. And was saying, this man is a man of God, declaring unto you the way of salvation. She was honoring him. She was not interfering him. She was honoring him as a man of God. But Paul looked at her and discerned that the spirit behind this is wrong. Don't you understand me now? Yes, discernment. When you discern somebody around you, no matter how they have, so like a true life story that happened in Just. On a wedding day between a guy and a lady, true life story, not movie, not Nollywood, not Bollywood, real life. Wedding day, after every procession, now the number three state is, will you now take this lady to be your letter? Whatever, the lady said yes. When they asked the man, will you like to take this? The guy said no. The drama is about to start, right? They asked him again. He said no. That was how the thing scattered. Lady fainted. Or trust ladies. When they asked him, he said that 11 years ago, this is 11 or 7 years ago, I can't remember the years, he vowed to disappoint this lady on her wedding day. True life story. Last 2 weeks or 3 weeks. No, not last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Maybe February or March. Early February, early March. Yes. True life story. So all the ladies, I love you, see baby, chocolate, my cherish, my ex, anything. The words were perfect. The actions were perfect. But she could not discern the content of his heart. That one is higher. Higher. I've shared this story with several times that one of the pastors that told me that the wife is married. When they were dating, she was like a somebody can say cannot harm the fly. Very, very gentle. Her voice is even celestial. Gentle. Until when they marry. Scattering ground like anger. When she's angry, oh boy, he said, what have I married? He could not discern. So discernment is the best one. Hallelujah. Because the issue is somebody can have the wrong words and have a pure heart towards you. Why? Because of this kind of exposure. Like when you meet a popular Ajengule person now, his mannerisms and his dictions are not decent to the level. But can have a pure heart towards you. Is that correct? Yes. Somebody can actually, have you watched videos before? Like say, don't interpret before, or don't be fast to interpret. Something will just happen, then you conclude without knowing the real thing. Have you watched someone skip like that? Yes. Somebody's action can be wrong, but their actual motive is wrong. When I was much younger, I heard the story of a young girl was given 2 apples, and then the mother said, "Give me 1 apple." Then the young girl beat 1 apple and then beat the other one. The mother was angry. What kind of selfishness is this? Then she gave her this one. Then the mother was angry. Why do you do that kind of thing? What actually happened was she wanted to test which one was sweeter and to give the mother the sweetest one. But in the latter note, the action was wrong, but her heart was pure. So that is why discernment is the best way to know the heart of somebody. Are we together? God will help us all in Jesus' name. And your discernment, that's what we call the key of discernment. You can build your discernment over time, over time, over time, over time. When somebody comes over the United States. So how do you build and develop a pure heart? In case you want your heart to become pure, number one step, and which is very, very important, when the Holy Spirit told me this, it helped me, is desire and decide never to be a hypocrite. Matthew 23 from verse 25 to 26. The main foundation of impure heart is hypocrisy. You know what is hypocrisy? You are one thing on the outside and then inside you are something else. That's what makes people know. That's why we say they are double-minded. On the outside, I'm looking like a brother while well-stocked and wearing suit and tie. But in my heart, I am worse than an assassin. Are you understanding me now? Decide not to be a hypocrite. What you tell people is who you are. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Hallelujah. And that presentation was talking to the Pharisee. Say, hypocrite. You wash your outside, but your inside is clean. Don't be a Pharisee. Be who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So decide not to be a Pharisee or a hypocrite. Decide to be who you are. Number two is word practice. As you practice the word, the Bible speaking, Psalm 119 from verse 9 to 11 says, how can a young man keep his ways pure? By keeping heed to the word of God. The more you read the word of God, your heart will become purer. It refines your heart. It refines your thought. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. The more you look at the word, the more you look at the Bible, it refines. Do you know something, guys? Let me see. You know this, I can really tell you, man, this thing works. Reading the Bible, and praying. There is no other way than a man's thought can be changed. Because I don't know, for me, as I read the Bible and I read certain things, sometimes I could not believe that this thing is real. And then you are forced to adjust. Hallelujah. So it works. It really realigns your heart. It really realigns your heart. And yesterday I was reading the book of Ezekiel and I was reading some things. I was like, how can people be like this? But sometimes when you read something and then you are in that kind of situation, you want to do that kind of thing, I say, oh boy, this is what I read. You don't do it. Are you understand me now? So it means your heart. Reading the word of God transform your heart. Number three is according to the help of the Holy Spirit. The help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Help of the Holy Spirit. In Mark chapter 19, verse 26. And then 1 verse 10. Titus 2 from verse 11 to 14. Remember, the heart of a natural man is corrupted. But the help of the Holy Spirit, you become transformed. Hallelujah. I read from Bishop Dagherwood Mills. He went, when he was in school that time, he said that he went and gave his led a brother to Christ. The person gave his life to Christ. The person was crying. How did you get that? The person was crying and he laid hands on him. The person received the gift of the Holy Ghost and the person was speaking in tongues immediately, instantly, powerfully. How did you get that? They now went to his room or went somewhere to get something. So I just came back almost immediately. And then the sister of the brother tell that, no, he's not inside. Ah! What that means? We could hear somebody inside. We hear somebody, the sound of it. In fact, you could hear somebody inside. I will say, okay, he's not left. Only for him, the person to come the next day, he said that he was fornicating with the other lady. Yes, you are surprised. When you are saved, it's only your spirit that is saved. Your mind isn't. Your body isn't. So it's as you are renewing your mind with the word of God, that is when your body will be. Yes. Is that correct? Yes. Just speaking in tongues, what God said, powerful, charged, and then the damsel became. His body was not renewed. His mind has not been renewed yet. So now the word of God is what changed your heart. Now, as you are hearing now, when I was teaching on love, on how to respond to your neighbor, as you keep hearing this kind of word, you know that you naturally, the next time something like that happened now, okay, now, let's say I spoke about you are walking and somebody's clothes fell down. You carry. I just said about something like that now. You know that the next time you are walking and say something like that happened, I mean, this word will flash back to your mind. Is that not true? You flash back. That is what the word of God does. It renews your mind. It renews it. And then you go, it's like that. So listening to messages, listening to the word of God, and then looking at the word of God, it renews your mind. And then number four, and finally, is guarding your heart from negative influences. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 14:3, for out of it comes the issues of life. Guarding your heart. Protect what comes into your heart. Hallelujah. Protect. Let me tell you something. This one is normally relationship talk. But I have discovered that the greatest strength of fornication and pornography, or whatever people do, that is pornography and sex, is wrong exposure. How do you get that? Yes, it's wrong exposure. I have met couples, not stories, that they married first 3 days of their wedding. In fact, I listened to the testimony of the Winlows. When they got wedded, nothing could actually happen. They couldn't have intimacy. The lady was a pure virgin. No experience. I've not couples that when they married, they could not even have intimacy because they didn't know anything about it. They were not exposed to that kind of knowledge. They had to go for counseling and buy tapes, and they had to be taught. Now, when God, there are primary school students now, that when you collect their phone, what you will see, you will pray in tongues for 3 hours to get out of your eye. I'm telling you the truth. They are exposed to things that when they are exposed to it, you cannot but want to try it out. Their heart are exposed to the wrong information, wrong things. So their heart is porous, so porous that many things can happen. So once they have the opportunity, they will act it out. They will act it out. Or even if they have the opportunity, they will create the opportunity. So exposure, you don't even think about intimacy when you don't even know how to talk about it. You know, when I was in 300 level, I was very, very, up to now, I didn't know some things because I intentionally don't want to know about them. Hallelujah. I intentionally don't want to know. My roommate were discussing that, and then I said something, all of them started laughing. So you don't know? I didn't know. And I was planning, I don't know. Are you together? I didn't know. I don't know. I don't want to tell you what level I was when I discovered that I used to think pregnancy comes by impartation. I didn't know. But there's a level of exposure that you give your heart when you know certain things. Now, you know, there are guys now when the lady is walking, they don't want to see her naked, they x-ray her. Why? Because of what their heart has been exposed to. So guard your heart, guard the influences around you. It will let you know, when you have the wrong people. Now, let's say I'm with Mint now, and then I'm teaching him business. See, let me tell you, business and Mint. You know, he's doing business now. Mint, you have to learn how to outsmart people. You cannot succeed in business without outsmarting people. See, and then I give him some. After he's around me now for 2 years, and I keep telling him that thing, he will become a Christian 419. Okay, that? He will become like that. Because his heart has become exposed to that kind of information. But let's say that Rami and I say, no, integrity is the key word. Don't take what is not yours, what is not yours, don't take, give what you, don't collect people more and then give them. Well, so the kind of heart and people listening to are exposed is how to determine what you become. Why is how you become corrupted or not? So guard your heart, guard the information that comes out. What's the kind of movie you watch? How together? No, there were times when I was in 100 level. When I was watching a movie, when there's a bad scene, I know everybody knows the bad scene. You just carry the system and face the bed, so that nobody will see what they are watching. Me, is smiling. Okay. Did I say anything? Did you say anything? Just carry the system and face the bed. Only you are watching, and then when somebody is coming, you are monitoring everybody like monitoring spirit. Your heart is on automatic pulse. Hallelujah. Yeah. All of us are okay. Like. Like he's guilty. All of us are guilty. Hallelujah. Yes. But you know that is you're exposing yourself to your knowledge. After a while, God, oh boy, this is not worth it. It was not worth it. After a while, I said, no. There is nothing like I have the strength to control it. You don't have. It's the truth.
Bible says, don't deceive yourself. Evil company. Tell you what the Bible says. Be not deceived. Because people can deceive. I can control it. What is it? I'm a man. Macho. Bible says, when you come to temptation, flee. No man of God here. No anointing there.
Yeah. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So,
be able to guard your heart. Please, guard your heart. Guard the people around you. The Bible says, I used to read some verses. Sit down like you are, and select your friends like you are selecting bees. You are selecting rice. Select people around you. Select them. Say the kind of book, the kind of news. That's why I don't use to read it in Nigerian news. Or not, that news is junk. All the Quran news is negative. You never hear one positive thing. Telling you, you never hear Nigerian news is just junks. Don't listen to CNN, BBC, all those ones are junks. Like there are anti-Trump. There are people that are anti-George. Are you together? Yes, all those BBC, CNN. In fact, Apostle Joseph Suleiman one time wrote on his Twitter, said that BBC and CNN, Christians shouldn't listen to them. They are evil propaganda. They hate Donald Trump with all passion. So they will tell you everything that they think you should not listen to. Are you together? Watch the kind of things you read. And I'm just seeing, I just skip as if I don't see, I don't even care. Chunks of lie. So watch the kind of things you read, the kind of books, the kind of friends, the kind of people you surround yourself with, and God will help us in them. So when the Bible says, blessed are those that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to see God? It means, the first thing it means is to be in God's presence. When I say I want to see me, you know I'm not talking about I want to see his picture. Me, I want to see you. When I call you on phone and I tell you I want to see you, what does it mean? Eh? In person, physically, is that correct? Is that correct? Because I have your picture on my phone, so I can carry your picture. Even your picture, I can see your picture. You know, you're not talking about picture here. I'm talking about in person. You will see God, you have experience of God in person. Because God will be attracted. The Bible says God is of a purer heart. Habakkuk 1:13. I cannot behold iniquity. But the purer your heart is, you till God towards your presence in person. Hallelujah. And then the second meaning is you have awestruck or glorious experience of God's presence. Glorious experience. In Job chapter 42, verse 5. Job was saying something that I have heard about you the hearing of my ears, but now my eyes have seen you. You have glorious experience in your life. So that some of us are about to have in this second quarter. You see something, God will do something gloriously. Hallelujah. That the mind cannot understand. And then another benefit of having a pure heart is you have a good and a clear conscience. Have a good and a clear conscience. Hallelujah. Shay, I want to see you. You know, if your conscience is clear, okay, when would you want to see me? But there are people that say, when you want to see me, I want to see you because they have duped you. Maybe somebody has told him, I don't understand me now. Their conscience come, I don't know if you understand me now. Their conscience are no longer clear. How many of you have ever done something at home? And then your mom just called you, say, I want to see you or your dad. You will think they have discovered. Is that not true? And you're going there with you. And when it's mentioned another topic, let me tell you something that happened. I saw one post one time like that on Facebook. And then I didn't like it at all. The person was insulting the man of God. I didn't like it. I was angry. Is that me now? Because it was somebody that was senior than me. I could not correct the person. So me, I went to my wall and I wrote my mind. Are you together? Don't wrote my mind. I know this was on my mind. Only for me, in that same day, like I wrote in the morning. In the evening, the person chatted me on Facebook and he sent me a WhatsApp number. My heart sank. What happened was, when I sent him my WhatsApp number, you know what I did first? Now, I looked for his number and then I chatted him. And I started explaining my chat. No, I started explaining what I wrote on Facebook. It was not against him at all. It was not against him at all. Then when he chatted me, he said, what are you talking about? He said, he doesn't even know that I wrote something down. He said, he has to go and read my wall. I said, hey, no. He said, no, that was not the fact. So, before even I was already pouring myself. Because my conscience was not clear. Yes, but when your heart is pure, your conscience will be clear. Okay, I want to check whether your records are clean. Yes, these are my records. Your conscience is clear. Not that you didn't do anything fishy. That one benefit of having a pure heart. And then you have boldness and confidence. You'll be bold and confident. Then you can easily make direction. You can easily know your direction. When your heart is pure and you're about to make a decision, you can easily make a decision because you know you make a pure and positive decision. I believe God will help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Did you get anything this evening? Yes, our heart will become pure and purer in the name of God. That is beatitude. These are the kind of things that normal Christians should hear and learn. But you're preaching on Sunday now. You're not be interested.
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm interested. Our conference is...
Okay, let's first of all, let's appreciate God. I say, Father, we thank you for your word. Father, thank you. We give you all the praise. We appreciate you. Thank you, sweet Holy Ghost. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I don't know, as I spoke, in case there is something you need to ask God for strength for concerning your heart, can you talk to God now personally? Talk to God personally now. Anything you are trusting God for help for.
Purify my heart. Let it be as
God. Father Lord, help us. I, the Lord, I try the heart. And I reward a man according to the fruit of his deeds. Father, search our heart and help us. Search our heart and help us. Search our heart and help us. Grant us help from above. Thank you, sweet Holy. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here. I pray for myself inclusive. That Lord, you check our heart. Any of our motive that is wrong. Anything that we do that our heart is not pure. Our words, our actions, our discernment. Father, we ask for grace. Help us. As we look into your word, help us to become better individuals. Help us to be transformed. Father, I pray for us in this second quarter of the year. One of the benefits of a pure heart is we will see God. We will see a demonstration of his power and a demonstration of his glory. Father, I pray for everyone here this second quarter, as our heart is being renewed and transformed, becoming purer and purer. May we see your hand in our life. May we see the demonstration of your power. May we see your intervention. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our offering. Our offering is received and blessed. May everyone giving not have a reason to lack, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can cast our offering. Hallelujah. Our conference is 28 to 3 May. Yeah. Without private, now we're going to carry share. Just hallelujah. Yeah, the flyers, huh? Yes. The flyers are out and I will get it across to us. Let's prepare. The team is the Great Commission. Hallelujah. It's not 5 keys to prosperity. It's not 10 keys to, no. The team is what? The Great Commission. Hallelujah. Full time. And I believe God will help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Can be on our feet as we share the grace and fellowship. Everyone is not around. Greet them and then. Those are you to come for Wednesday. Because it's like we have Wednesday attendance, we have Friday people that should come on Fridays. So let's check on them and then go bless them all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.